This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This year, NPR and National Geographic are traveling the world, reporting on the Earth's changing climate. This month, we visit the world's biggest ocean, the Pacific. Scientists are trying to pick up clues to the effects of climate change by tracking animals that migrate across the ocean. One of the most promising of these living probes, and the most tireless, is the northern elephant seal. NPR's John Nielsen recently spent a day with several thousand molting elephant seals and the researchers studying them at Año Nuevo State Park in Northern California. These creatures, he says, are capable of more than meets the eye and the ear.
They're huge, they're fat, they stink, they lay around in piles napping all day, and they belch operatically at strangers. Even to experts like Dan Costa of the University of California at Santa Cruz, elephant seals look like good-for-nothing bums when they lay around molting in the spring. But on the other hand,
these guys have earned the little vacation, sitting here on the beach not doing anything, because when they're at sea, they're just working nonstop. We have females that leave here, Año Nuevo, and have gone clear across the international dateline and back within 8 months. And they're diving to 2,000 feet routinely, nonstop, for that 8-month period of time.
Costa says these long-range swimming skills make it easier for elephant seals to deal with regional food shortages tied to natural climate patterns like El Niño. But he worries that the seals won't be able to swim away from broader changes linked to warming oceans. For example, what if the fish and squid the seals like to eat move further down into the water?
If food goes deeper, they're going to have to hold their breath longer. They're going to have to swim harder. So in many respects, you could argue that these deep diving animals are the ones that would be most sensitive to environmental change.
The indicator species.
The indicator species.
To use the phrase.
It takes a lot of high-tech gear to follow seals whose hunting trips take them halfway across the Pacific. It also takes some low-tech wrangling skills. At Año Nuevo, the researchers move through the seals like border collies moving through a crowd of sheep, gradually zeroing in on a 500-pound female, which, by the standards of elephant seals, is practically anorexic. Jason Hasrick moves in quickly and injects a load of sedatives into the rear end of the female. 2 minutes later, she's out like a light, although her eyes remain wide open. So far, so good, says Hasrick, who works in Dan Costa's lab.
And now the key is to look, watch her breathing. You see how her nostrils are shut right now? She's not breathing. She's doing an apnea. And it's something to really watch.
These researchers can't get down to work until the seal starts breathing again. When it does, they will stick a bunch of high-tech tracking gizmos onto the body of the beast. In their toolbox, they've got devices that will record depth and water temperatures, the latest global positioning receivers, and stomach probes that will tell researchers what the seals have been eating. These instruments send information back via satellite. Researchers sitting at their computer screens can follow the seals in real time. The researchers have been doing this tracking for 3 years now, and in that time they've found that year after year, groups of seals tend to follow the same paths out across the northwestern part of the Pacific. Those tracks take the seals through a lot of feeding grounds that could get rearranged by warming oceans. Hasrick wonders how the seals will adapt.
Do they have enough body reserves to successfully reproduce? Do they have enough body reserves to survive to the next year? What are the effects of not finding food on their diving behavior? Do they stay out longer? Are the numbers of pups born each year different depending on the climatic variation?
Costa says the information gathered by these gauges will help oceanographers learn more about changing ocean temperatures and currents. He says the seals may also lead scientists to biological hotspots that deserve special protection.
For example, you'll see bluefin tuna and blue whales and California sea lions in the same area. You'll see elephant seals and Laysan albatross and salmon sharks feeding in the same areas way out in the North Pacific. What we're now interested in is defining where these hotspots are, what defines them oceanographically? Why are they attracting these diverse group of animals?
When the drug seal starts breathing again, the researchers go right to work. In less than an hour, they've weighed it, tested its blood, measured its body fat, checked it for injuries, and glued a bright orange tracking device that looks for all the world like a party hat to the top of its head. This seal is now part of an early warning system used to measure changes linked to global warming. Costa says he hopes it works.
I'm not going to pretend that by studying elephant seals, I'm going to come up with a solution to global climate change. But I can at least identify that what animals are likely to be more sensitive to environmental change. And here's the species that we need to be more concerned about.
The elephant seal with the orange party hat glued to the top of its head swam out to sea a few days later, diving repeatedly and swimming north and east. As of Friday, it was more than 900 miles from the beach at Año Nuevo. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.